With disruption from gunfire, injuries, and chaos, Christine Phillips, reporter, Washington Post, has been trying to put together the chronology of what happened in Trenton. And joining us live, what do we know about this? Several gangs ultimately responsible?
Hi. That's what we've been told by the prosecutor in Mercer County, that basically this is a group of several gang members who started a fist fight inside the venue where this arts festival was going on, inside and outside. And that fist fight suddenly escalated into a mass shooting at about 2:45 a.m. on Sunday. And there were police officers there at that time because this is a very public event. One of the suspects was killed. Was killed immediately. Another suspect has been arrested, and it looks like they are expecting to arrest more suspects. But right now, we know of 3 suspects. One was dead, one was arrested, and there's another one at the hospital, which has not been named.
But of the victims, at least shot in some way, maybe recovering, how many innocent people in the public, or is that hard to distinguish right now?
Right now, it looks like, so we know that 22 people were injured. Majority of them, as far as I understand, are all just innocent people who were attending. One of them was a 13-year-old boy. We know that at least one of those 22 was an unnamed suspect.
And within a gang or amongst 2 or more gangs?
We don't know. What I've heard is that it's members of gang members in the neighborhood. I don't know if it's 2 gangs or multiple gangs. We haven't had that more specific information yet.
And, of course, I guess always startling happens within the state capitol, not far from where the laws of the state are made. In this case, New Jersey Governor Murphy says he's committed to working with local officials to fight gang violence in Trenton. And, well, at least according to the governor's office or others, there were several gangs that probably were fighting.
Yes, that will be a very safe assumption, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, getting us up to speed on what happened, regrettably, in Trenton, New Jersey over the weekend. Christine Phillips, reporter, Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com.